This is airchecks.com.
At 66 NBC, Walt Baby Love answering the telegrams and the cards and stuff like that, saying thank you to my good friend Michael Regal out there at the Spectrum. Thank you, Michael. Some more of my Frankie Valli concert.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night. December 1963, 5:11 at 66 NBC. And I wasn't able to get Frankie Valli on the telephone because he's out on the road touring, you see. But I got a hold of Mary Ann. She called. That's Frankie's wife. And she called to say hello and all that stuff and goodbye and have a good time on my vacation and all that other stuff. And so I told her, I said, look, I said, I have been, since today's my last day at 66 NBC, that I was featuring music from Frankie Valli and Four Seasons and Stevie Wonder, mostly, you know, other people too, but mostly them, because I figure, like, in the last 7.5 years, man, I must have did about 15 concerts with Frankie and have become very, very dear friends. And I know anybody in New York, whether you be white, black, Hispanic, whatever, you are definitely into his music because it is New York. So I have another, 48 minutes to go, and here's some more Seasons, baby. Four Seasons, 5:14 at 66 NBC, and you're with Walt Baby Love. 70 degrees now in the city, and right now, before summer gets away from you, it's time you got away from summer on a Holland America 7-day dreamboat cruise. And imagine fresher breezes than any seashore can offer, starrier nights in any mountain sky, and the fabulous food, entertainment, and service of the finest resort hotels, all brought together for your pleasure in one grand and glorious dreamboat. No flying, no driving, no packing and unpacking. It is indeed a perfect vacation. And every Saturday from New York during August, our SS Stottendam and the SS Rotterdam, registered in the Netherlands Antilles, will leave the heat and the hassle of the big city behind and head for Bermuda, or Nassau and Bermuda. Now, while space is still available during August, call your travel agent or Holland America and say you've decided to go away with us for one perfect week on a Holland America dream boat.
You asked for it, you got it. You asked for it, you got it, Toyota.
You got it, Toyota. I can dig it. 5:16 at 66 NBC. And so we got phone calls from Jimmy Tarantino, who's out there in Bloomfield, New Jersey. The banging you hear is a studio above us. The building is not crumbling. Jimmy Tarantino called us up and said goodbye and all that kind of stuff. Thank you, Jimmy. And somebody named Bobby up in Connecticut who says he's been listening to me for years in New York. And I love y'all, too. And who's this here? Lona of Connecticut. She's in Stamford, Connecticut. Said her and her husband enjoyed digging on the kid here and there. And old Wayne Williams. Isn't that nice? But anyway, I want to thank all of you for your telephone calls and your telegrams and stuff like that. You haven't mobbed the studio yet, but that's cool. But we're having a nice time playing featured music from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, also some Stevie Wonder and other things. It's a mixed end because I got another 43 minutes to spend with you.
I've been a
at 66 NBC. I had the pleasure of being with Frankie Valli in the studio the night that he recorded this particular song while looking in the eyes of the one and only Mary Ann.
My eyes are touching, pretty eyes of midsummer's morn.
I'm 25 at 66 NBC. You probably tell I'm picking you some tunes. New York, I know you love them. This is how Walt Baby Love has been able to live in the Big Apple for 7.5 years on my natural high.
What do I keep my mind?
This is WNBC New York, 66 NBC. In Rockefeller Center, it's 74 degrees and partly cloudy at 5:30. This is George Engel with WNBC News. The oldest established permanent floating controversy in New York will keep on going for at least a few more days. Judge Milton Pollack, who ordered the Port Authority to lift its ban on Concorde landings at Kennedy Airport a few days ago, today turned down an appeal by the PA to reverse that ruling. But he did give PA attorneys another 3 days of grace to allow time for them to take it to the U.S. Court of Appeals. PA lawyer Pat Falvey sees that as a mixed blessing.
The Concorde can't come in until the earliest August 30th, and we'll be asking the upper court in advance of August 30th to continue denying access rights until the appeal is resolved.
Falvey says without the delay Judge Pollack granted today, Concorde might have been operating for several days at Kennedy before the Port Authority's case ever got to court. WNBC News Time, 5:31.
Stop and go driving is tough on your car's engine. With the low speeds and the constant starting and stopping, your engine never really gets a chance to warm up. As a result, condensation can build up in your oil, contaminating it and forming harmful sludge deposits. If you do a lot of stop-and-go driving, and who doesn't, change your oil regularly. And when you change oil, make it a change for the better. Get Wolf's Head Motor Oil. Wolf's Head is made from high-grade Pennsylvania and other scientifically selected oil components, specially formulated to protect your car's engine from condensation, contamination, and sludge. And Wolf's Head exceeds car and truck manufacturers' specifications. Your car is a big investment, so protect it. Run with the Wolf. Wolf's Head Motor Oil, Oil City, Pennsylvania.
This has been an up day, according to Deputy Inspector Timothy Dowd. Make that Deputy Chief Timothy Dowd. At a ceremony at police headquarters today, Dowd congratulated the cops who helped him nab David Berkowitz and noted that police work has its up days and its down days, this being one of the latter. Dowd wasn't the only man promoted. 24 others were upped in grade, and about 208 officers all got official commendations for their work. In Westchester, Sheriff Tom Delaney says he'd have pulled Berkowitz in 4 days earlier if the DA would have issued a warrant. DA Carl Vergari says suspicions of being odd and nasty aren't grounds for a warrant, and Delaney concedes he never really connected Berkowitz with the Son of Sam case. The new honcho of the Health and Hospitals Corporation is claiming that that agency is making significant improvements in health care. But City Council Health Committee Chairman Carter Burton says it has a long way to go. More on that story from Mark Gibson.
Sydenham Hospital in Harlem has been a hotbed of controversy for almost 2 years. But the Health and Hospital Corporation's new management has changed its mind on closing the institution. That word from Health Committee Chairman Carter Burton.
He was very specific today in response to my questions and the questions of Councilman Fred Samuel. The Sydenham would stay open, would continue to operate, would continue to provide, I believe, essential services for the Harlem community.
But Burden says the HHD is still vague on vital health issues. Among them, turning people away from city-run hospitals, those who don't have money or insurance. Mark Gibson, WNBC News.
Consumer prices went up again last month, but just a smidgen, 0.1% to be precise. It wouldn't have even been that much without a husty increase and the cost of the incredible inflatable egg. The stock market did its imitation of a yo-yo today, with prices bouncing up, then down. There were hopes of a rally, but it never materialized. And at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 0.75 points at 863.48. The Mets are hosting the Cincinnati Reds for a twinighter at Shea, the Yankees in Texas for a game with the Rangers starting at 8:30. The weather forecast for the New York metropolitan area, fair and cool tonight with temperatures dipping into the 50s. Partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow, the high 75 to 80. Continued partly cloudy tomorrow night and Sunday with a chance of showers, a low in the 60s, the high in the upper 70s. Repeating the present temperature, it's 74 degrees. I'm George Engel, WNBC News.
Pardon me, Miss Checkout Person. Before you ring up this Minute Maid 100% pure lemon juice,
yes.
Do you know what's in it?
All consumer information is located upon the label.
Well, all it says is 100% pure lemon juice.
That's all that's in there, then.
What?
100% pure lemon juice.
No, see, there must be some preservative.
Well, then it would be called 100% minus the preservatives, wouldn't it?
See, we're having frog's legs. My wife told me to pick up fresh lemons, but this looks more convenient.
Well, as I comprehend the label of Minute Maid,
yes.
There's nothing in here but fresh lemons. lemon juice.
So, in your opinion...
If the world is your oyster, Minute Maid is your lemon juice.
I'm having frog's legs.
Oh, well then, if the world is your frog's legs, Minute Maid is your
lemon
juice.
Fine, just bring it up, that'll
or
be...
Or another way would be, lemon juice, thy name is Minute Maid.
Yes, forget the bag. I'll just
say,
Miss Simmons, your checkout line is backed up into the cream cheese.
Oh, or your checkout line is backed up into the cream cheese.
Minute Maid 100% pure lemon juice in your grocer's freezer. Now fresh lemon juice doesn't have to come in a lemon.
I wish I had said that.
This is John Chancellor on the NBC Radio Network with comment on the news. Secretary of State Vance is about to hit the road again, this time to China, to make the Carter administration's first high-level contact with the leadership in Peking. In public, the administration has been saying cautiously that Vance's trip will produce no great advance in our relations with the Chinese, but his visit will be more than just a courtesy call. The fact is, both Mr. Carter and the leadership in China are ready for a move toward normalization of relations, which means breaking our formal diplomatic ties with the Chinese nationalists on Taiwan, maybe next year. There is support for this in the State Department and the White House. Peking has been reminding Washington that the United States promised in the Shanghai communique 5 years ago to move toward normalization. The trouble lies in the timing. Mr. Carter's problem is that he must now embark on a national campaign to get the Congress to approve his new draft treaty on the Panama Canal. It is generally agreed that the debate in both houses will be prolonged, conservatives fighting liberals, and surely no time to bring up the equally ideological question of recognition of the Chinese communists. A further complication is that next year is an election year when a third of the Senate and the full House is up for re-election. A lot of middle-of-the-road members of Congress will not want to go home to face opponents who will accuse them of giving up both the canal and the Chinese nationalists. But at the same time, there is serious concern among some of our government experts that the Chinese could seek some limited kind of accommodation with the Russians if there is no movement toward stronger ties with the Americans. And that, diplomatically and politically, would be a calamity. All of which means that Secretary Vance's mission to Peking will involve much more than just saying hello. John Chancellor, NBC News.
Judy Lotus has forgotten that her brown bottle of Lysol brand disinfectant is in the broom closet behind an old vase. Pity, because in this hot, humid weather, she could be pouring Lysol in with her wash to cut down on germs that cause smells, or using it on her garbage pail to kill household germs and their odors. Where's your brown bottle of Lysol?
The last time I used it was to get rid of mold and mildew after the basement flooded.
Look for Lysol in a red and yellow box at home or at your store.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women.
Song was On and On. Stephen Bishop, I think that is so, so nice. At 66 NBC. You know, I say that my favorite ladies in the world got to be in California. Actually, it's in New York City. But I do like California. 542 at 66 NBC. I've been featuring Frankie Valli all day and Stevie Wonder. It's Swell Baby Love. My final 17 minutes at 66 NBC. In New York City, I'm playing the kind of music I know you love. Isn't she lovely? That's Mr. Motown Stevie. 546 back months ago, Stevie was nice enough to come in and grace us with his presence. And a rap to you as a favor to me here at 66 NBC. And it's really, really been nice. Last year has been a gas. And Wall Baby Love is getting ready to hit it and get it, as the old phrase goes. Gonna do a little vacationing, you know, and seek some new endeavors. I think that's what they call it, right? but it really has been fun. Everybody's been really nice. Like, thank you for all your telephone calls today and your telegrams and cards. And it has really been nice. And I don't want it to be like a sad occasion, you know, because it's cool. Because, what can I say? But the Big Apple is a Big Apple, and I love it, and I love everybody in it. And you've certainly been awful nice to me over the last 7.5 years. And so, Walt Baby Love certainly isn't going to forget you, and I don't think that you'll forget me, because I'll be somewhere around 70 degrees outside, and I got two special records I'm going to play for you to wrap it all up. Don't you dare move, okay?
My daughter just found out the other day she was Norwegian. It took so long because she was born 5 years after we came to live in the United States. I had already become a citizen and, you know, very Americanized. When I told her I was born in Norway, she wanted to know all about it. What did I wear? What did I eat? Is it very different from our home here? There's really only one way to answer questions like that. So this year, I'm taking her back to visit Norway so she can discover it all for herself.
There's an airline around, Pan Am, that makes trips like this pretty easy. With frequent schedules and 747s, and fares and Pan Am tours that can save you a lot of money. Every American has two heritages. Pan Am would like to help you discover the other one.
Hey, listen, Pan Am has the only 747 SPs nonstop to Copenhagen with a convenient evening departure just for you. And Pan Am also has daily service to Bergen, Oslo, and Stockholm. So call travel your travel agent or Pan Am for your reservation to Scandinavia right now. And they also have flights to Brazil.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it be Lone Brown.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best. Let it be music, sounds from the past, laughter, good food, and Lone Brown.
When you want the taste of a truly great beer, there's really only one, Lone Brown.
Tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Available in light special and dark special, imported by the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And let's see, in a sports scene here, we got a twilight doubleheader going on with the Mets. Cincinnati's out there at Shea Stadium. Nino Espinoza is pitching in the first game, and the second game should be John Matlack. And that's a doubleheader, as I said. And the Yanks are out there in Arlington, Texas. And Mike Torres, 13-10, is on the mound for the Yanks. That's a night game. That'll be starting like 8:30 p.m. this evening. So you should probably check that out if you get a chance. Mets and the Yanks. Well, the Yanks have been coming on. The Mets have been kind of doing whatever. The Cosmos have really been doing it, because I was out to Giant Stadium today to get some football tickets for the game tomorrow night, and the line for the Cosmos was ridiculous, right? So I understand they've already sold like 30,000 advance tickets for Wednesday. That's a trip. Well, Walt Baby Love's going to play his last two records. So New York, remember these until you hear me again. This is called Another Rainy Day in New York City by Chicago. Dig the lyrics. 5:53 at 66 NBC. This just about wraps it up. I got one more tune to play for you, New York, but I did want to say this. A couple people called me and they said, hey, why every night when you get off do you say peace, love, and definitely get all you can, Big Apple? Well, Walt Baby Love's going to explain that. The peace means, if we would have peace in the city of New York amongst all of us, white, black, Hispanic, Oriental, Jewish, Catholic, Baptist, Protestant, whatever, everything would really be nice, and I think some of the crime would stop. So that's why I say peace. Love, definitely meaning we must love one another, and then it would make another better city. And the Big Apple has got to be the best city in the whole wide world, because it sure has been good to me. And definitely get all you can means get all the peace, all the love, have somebody to love, and return that same love. All you can, Big Apple. That's it. Walt Baby Love has explained it. I'm gonna hit it and get it. I'll be on my flight to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil just as quick as I can tomorrow. But remember, New York City, I do love you. God knows I love you. I'll be somewhere. Take care of yourself. Peace, love, and definitely get all you can, Big Apple.
Swear to God, I'd cross my heart and hope to die. Oh, I do.
This is WNBC New York, 66 NBC.
74 degrees and partly cloudy in Rockefeller Center. This is John Bohannon with WNBC News. Police officers who helped track down the .44 caliber killer got promotions today. 25 officers were either promoted in rank or advanced in grade. Deputy Inspector Timothy Dowd, who led the investigation, has been promoted to Deputy Chief. More than 200 officers who worked on the case received certificates of appreciation from Mayor Beam. Westchester County Deputy Sheriff Craig Glassman talked to reporters today about his former neighbor, David Berkowitz.
It was a lot of disbelief, and, the night where I was talking to some of my neighbors, by the way, I know my neighbors a lot better now. At least they recognize me in the hallway. Everybody's just all disbelief. They can't believe that, he would live in, let's say, our building. And then some people said, bye, he's such a nice guy. He said, hi, hello, how are you, that type of thing. And, it was just still total disbelief.
Glassman says Westchester County authorities told him to stay away from Berkowitz, but to keep an eye on him. New policies are being put into effect at the Criminal Justice Agency because of its recommendations in the Berkowitz case. The agency, working by the book, made recommendations that Berkowitz be released without bail in his own custody because he was a first offender and held a steady job. Mayor Beam said it was obvious that no judge would accept such a recommendation, and the director of the agency, Jeremy Travis, says the release of Berkowitz had been neither desired nor expected, but, says Travis, they'll change the policies anyway and will now withhold bail recommendations on homicide suspects. Federal Judge Milton Pollack has given the Port Authority an extra 3 days to appeal his ruling. He ruled on Wednesday that the PA's ban against the SST at Kennedy Airport is unreasonable. The cost of living crunch eased up a bit in June for factory workers in the metropolitan area. The Labor Department's Herbert Beanstalk tells us.
New York, Northeast New Jersey area workers enjoyed literally one of the sharpest increases in real take-home net spendable earnings last year. It jumped up at a 6% clip, and we just haven't had that kind of an increase on record.
Herbert Beanstalk says the gains are because of the changes in the federal income tax forms. Bargaining talks are underway between hospital officials and representatives of registered nurses at Jamaica Hospital in Queens and Brookdale in Brooklyn. The nurses at both hospitals warn of a strike Monday morning. Hospital officials say they're ready with a standby plan if the nurses go on strike. Police arrested 7 people today for painting a slogan on the wall of the New York Stock Exchange during a demonstration for jobs staged by about 200 young people. Officials said 11 policemen were hurt slightly in the scuffle when police moved in to stop the graffiti writers. In home team baseball, the Mets and the Reds have a twi-night doubleheader underway at Shea Stadium. The Yankees are in Texas for a game later tonight with the Rangers. It's 74 degrees. It'll be fair and pleasant tonight, a low expected to be in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, throughout the weekend, sunny and pleasant for most of the weekend. We'll have showers Sunday morning. A complete forecast follows World and National News next on WNBC New York. It's 6 o'clock.
NBC Radio News, I'm Steve Porter. Conservatives who oppose the Panama Canal Treaty because they feel the U.S. negotiated under duress have more to complain about now. The top Panamanian negotiator says if the Senate doesn't ratify the agreement, there'll be violence. There is strong opposition in the Senate, but one leading opponent, S.I. Hayakawa of California, says he's changed his mind. He's going to vote for it. Comparatively speaking, the canal treaty's nothing to get excited about, according to former Naval Operations Chief Elmo Zumwalt.
The fact that the Soviet Union is accumulating a massive strategic nuclear superiority, a massive conventional military superiority, and they are using this superiority to violate the spirit of detente in one area of the world after another. And the Panama Canal literally is peanuts.
Zumwalt says the canal debate is obscuring the need for the U.S. to build up its military forces to exceed those of the Soviet Union. More news after this.
Every car's engine needs protection, and Quaker State Motor Oil can help protect any car's engine. Quaker State is the quality protection that helps your car last. You've got a big investment in that car. Use Quaker State regularly, and you'll help avoid expensive engine repairs and keep your car on the road with America's best-selling motor oil.
Change to Quaker State. Quaker State helps cars last. Yes, indeed it does.
Now, here's the new word on Sears Thumbs Up Jeans.
Save!
As in sales, save $5.
Save!
As in trim cut $6.99, regular cut $7.99.
Save!
As on a new tough denim that'll be a good old jean a long, long time.
Save!
As in right now, sale ends September 3rd. New thumbs-up jeans and a new tough denim that grows all beautiful. Only at Sears, the men's store.
Secretary of State Vance plans to discuss the U.S. stand on human rights when he goes to China tomorrow. Although it's said he won't discuss China's position, or lack of it, he is expected to talk about what the U.S. will do with respect to Taiwan, in the hope diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China can be improved. Many Taiwanese fear that means a breaking of relations with the Chinese island nation, and NBC News correspondent Marilyn Robinson reports demonstrators expressed their feelings outside the White House today.
With colorful signs and banners reading, "Don't sell out Taiwan," several hundred Chinese Americans came to Washington to voice their protest over Secretary Vance's trip to Peking. Spokesmen representing this group say Taiwan, a healthy nation of 18 million Chinese, depends on U.S. support. State Department officials have repeatedly reaffirmed the administration's support of Taiwan, but recent suggestions to maintain only liaison offices in Taipei and Washington have angered certain segments of the Chinese-American community. Marilyn Robinson, NBC News, Lafayette Park in Washington.
Bethlehem Steel is planning to lay off 7,300 workers, a move that's brought strong reaction from United Steelworkers President Lloyd McBride. He accuses the federal government of not curbing steel imports, which he says are squeezing American steel out of the market. You're listening to NBC News.
What collar kills dangerous fleas and ticks? Even ticks that cause Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
It's the white collar, the heart's two-in-one collar.
And what collar won't lose its effectiveness, even if it gets wet?
The white collar, the heart's two-in-one collar.
Just one more question. What collar should you get that protects your dog or cat, home and family?
Get the white collar, the heart's two-in-one collar. It kills both ticks and fleas.
Honey, now that you've learned to put makeup on, let me show you how to get it off. Your blouse.
You spray and wash and spray away the kind of stains you get today.
I changed your oil, Dad. And I better change my shirt before Mom sees it.
You spray and wash and spray away the kind of stains you get today.
Worked on her blouse.
And on my shirt.
Get spray and wash.
The weather for the metropolitan area, fair and cool tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with a high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with showers into Sunday morning. Repeating the present temperature, 74. I'm John Bohanna, WNBC News.
Thank you, John, very much. It is 6:05 from 66 WNBC. Steve Warren Show. Gonna have a nice night tonight. Heading toward 10 o'clock together. I have Ace. And oh, my goodness. Just how long has this been going on? Imagine just how long this has been going on. It's going to be partly sunny, pleasant this afternoon, high in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and pleasant this evening, then some clouds by morning. Overnight lows about 60 or so. It's 73 now. It's 6:07 from 66 WNBC, Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
Now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you?
Classic radio still lives right here
on aircheck.com.